Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to What Are We Talking About Today. It's your girl, Gigi, aka Jen. And I just want to say thanks for the little song recommendations. Most of what y'all told me I already got in my playlist, but that's okay. That's okay, because I like talking to y'all. So, you know, it is what it is. It's cool or whatever. But let's just go ahead and jump into the movies. Y'all, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm drinking fucking wine right now. Look, it's been a long week already, and it's only fucking Monday. Y'all, we gonna see how this recording goes. Be honest with y'all. Be real fucking honest. I don't know how this is gonna be. But it's gonna go up today. I'm gonna keep a fucking schedule and it's gonna go up. So bear with me, y'all. So the first movie we're gonna talk about is probably my all-time fucking favorite movie, y'all. And if you know me, y'all know how much I love the Friday franchise. Now, you know I could say that movie front to back, back to front. All three of them. And it don't matter. So we're going to be talking about Friday After Next. That's the third installment. Now, I'm starting thinking about the fucking... Now, y'all, if y'all watch any of the Fridays, you know, well, the second one and the third one is Craig and Dede. You know, Craig is like the main person in all three. And let's do a little backstory in case y'all don't... I could talk about Friday all damn day. Okay, so it's going to be real quick. So basically, like, if you watch the first one, you know he beat up Debo. So in the second one, he had to move to Rancho Cucamonga with his cousin Dede. So that's how Dede gets in the picture. Well, in the third one, Craig and Dede didn't got their ass back in the ghetto because they didn't got jacked by Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. Now, they live in some rinky-dink little apartments, you know, and they sleeping real good. And Santa Claus really do come and jack them, like, stealing shit that don't even, like, baby fucking pictures. He's I'm y'all sorry. He talking about baby eyes carved like a pencil. I'm sorry. This is gonna be hard for me to talk about this movie without me fucking laughing. Because anyway, so like he was stealing, you know, like the gifts, and then like I said, baby pictures and shit. Why I don't fucking know, but okay. And so Santa Claus decided to go in the fridge. First of all, he bitching because these niggas ain't got nothing to eat, which I think is hilarious because I'm like, baby, you robbing them. So, why are you upset that they don't have nothing? You just chose the wrong house to break into, I guess. But anyway, he's like, they ain't got no Christmas ham, no nothing. So, he just finds some type of meat. I don't know what kind of meat it was. I guess it's fucking bologna. Anyway, he making him a fucking big ass sandwich. Ooh, excuse me. Not the wine making me burp. So... Craig, come in. Okay, y'all, I'm gonna calm down. Anyway, Craig comes in there, and he was like, fuck you doing in my kitchen making a big goddamn sandwich and shit. And I'm sorry, y'all, not me sitting up here about to tell you, quote, the whole fucking movie. Y'all, this is, anyway, he says, you fucking say that, nigga, where the fuck the milk and cookies? Y'all, I really... Y'all don't understand how many times I've seen this fucking movie because it's to the point like the music is like playing in the back of my mind while they're like fighting. That's how fucking like many times I watch this movie. Anyway, so Craig and Santa start fighting. Like Santa beating his ass with a fucking tree. This man is calling Dede for help. Dede will not get his ass fucking up for nothing. Like he is in there fucking knocked the fuck out talking in his sleep. I'm talking about two fat bitches and the bag of weed to get to the fat bitch. Yo, okay, I promise you, this, I'm gonna get through this. I'm not gonna tell you, I'm not gonna quote the whole movie. Anyway, after Craig gets his ass beat by Santa, he go in there, he's like, Daddy, get up, we gotta go to Popo, we just got robbed. And he's like, I know you're scared as hurt that shit. Anyway, so... Dede decides to finally wake up, and he was like, I think we just got robbed, Chico. Now, Chico's a dog that he took from Baby Joker Nam in the second one. Anyway. So, basically, Officer A-Hole and B-Dicks come, and, you know, They start asking about, like, what Santa Claus look like? Jello, I fat guy, couple L's back in the back. He said, Craig talking about, nah, this is a Project Santa. Can you put your old dirty bastard in Santa Claus suit? And the guy's like, no. He's like, do you know old dirty bastard? He's like, no. Y'all, I'm sorry. Anyway. So anyway, to get the description and some bullshit, you know how it goes. Anyway, they found a big ass weed plant in there, and they were like, we go to take a jail, but it's Friday, so you're not gonna see Judge till Monday. And plus it's Christmas Eve at this point. And then so they were like, we'll just take the weed plant. So then they upset about the weed. So these niggas leave, and then Y'all, I'm sorry. It's the fact that I know this whole movie, and I'm just like, I want to say like the whole, like the quote, the whole thing to y'all. Like, anyway, happy holidays, Miss Pearly. What the hell is going on? Police running all in and out the building. Anyway, Craig and Daddy ain't paid their rent for like some months now. I take it back. Sorry. Them two have been ducking and dodging Miss Pearly for about 3 weeks now. And today is the day you motherfuckers go kick in. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know. I just let this move so much. I'm drunk. I think it's both. Anyway. And she's like, if y'all don't pay him tonight, I'm going to evict y'all ass. And then Craig and Daddy like, you not about to evict nobody. You just a manager. She's talking about, I'm a manager to evict. Y'all, I'm sorry. I'm not. Here I go quoting this whole movie. Anyway, hustling Damon home right now. Anyway, Damon is Terry Crews, big ass. And basically, he's been locked up for like 12 years or something like that. He's been locked up for a fucking long ass time. And, you know, she threatens him with Damon. They're scared of him. So, whatever. And they're like, look, we start a new job today, and we're going to have your cash tonight. So, don't worry about it. And she's like, I sure hope you do, because either you're going to come see me or Dame going to come see you. Simple as that. I'm not going to say what they say because it's very offensive. We don't use that word. But anyway, so yeah. They some little rent-a-cops. They not LAPD or America's Most Wanted, but according to they something like that. But they not like that. So yeah. Anyway, they working at this little strip mall. And it's got their family barbecue restaurant. Some filthy ass donut shop that's owned by the dude home strip mall. And then, you know, like, they got a little liquor store on the corner. And then they got the shop called Pimps and a Hoes. Now, Pimps and a Hoes is run by Money Mike, and that's Cat Williams. Obviously, Money Mike is a pimp. And he has a young girl named Donna. She's really pretty. Whatever, like, her real name is. Like, she's a very beautiful woman. I haven't seen her in a lot of things. Only a couple. She was on Soul Plane. Yeah, other than that, I can't tell you what else she's been in. Anyway. So, you know, Craig and Day looking at Donna because she's a light-skinned little Betty with some gray eyes. She's really pretty. You know, anyway, whatever. So, they're working this little raggedy-ass mall job. And, you know how Day is. He's just a fucking dumbass. And he takes his job way too fucking serious. Like, he's running kids from in front of the windows and shit. Talking to somebody, grandmama crazy. Telling the fucking old ass woman that they trying to sell pussy. Are you trying to use the Lord to sell pussy on this quarter? Oh my. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm about to wash this when I get done with this. Anyway. So. What the fuck was that? Oh. Y'all, I forgot for real. Damn. Oh. Anyway. So, yeah. Day doing too much. As per usual. And, y'all, I feel like I'm about to mix some shit up because I'm a little bit tipsy. But anyway, so basically, what your doodle shits? Y'all really don't knew where I was going with this. Oh, like I said, they harass some folks. And, you know, that's a whole issue that comes into play later. So anyway, you know, they meet Donna and whatever. Wait, I take the back. Rewind. So Craig is like, Data, you doing too fucking much, so let's go to the back and you about to fire this shit up. And if you know how to fire that shit up, let the smoke a little greenery. So they do, and then Uncle Errol come back there looked like a Mississippi pimp. He looked like, you know, oh, nigga been a club mess with them younger. I'm sorry. Y'all, this, not me about to choke and die. Oh my God. Oh, Lord, don't take me out right now. Anyway, so they're back there smoking, and all three of them chilling, and here comes Santa Claus and robs them and takes the Rolly. Uncle Elroy's Rolly. Anyway, so Uncle Elroy chasing him around with a bat. Day-Day is blowing that stupid-ass fucking whistle. And, you know, he tells Molly, the owner, he was like, see, if you give it a flashlight, this wouldn't fucking happen. Now, y'all, the fuck flash is gonna do in the middle of the day? Anyway, them fools was thinking they getting flashlight, handcuffs, a taser gun, two German shepherds. We said they didn't get shit. They got fucking whistles. And so Craig ass was like, fuck it, like chasing after his uncle, was like, let it go. So, you know, they did a little police report. Craig don't give a fuck because he's sitting there like, this is dumb as hell because this is the second, you know, like I'm already been here. So he goes over there and like after the whole little thing, he goes to see Miss Donna across the street. And, you know, he basically tells like, you know, I'm looking at you, blah, blah, blah. So I'm making a little stupid ass fucking joke because she's like, we have ladies wear too. And he's like, nah, I usually get rid of them this time of year and I gotta buy them shit. Ha ha ha, funny. Broke ass nigga. Y'all, I'm sorry. Like, you know how many times I've heard that joke this past couple, like, fucking weeks. And it's still funny as fuck to me just because I love that movie. But, anyway. But, yeah. Then Day-Day comes over and fucking ruins it because he's trying to, like, you know, obviously come in and get Donna. No one wants Day-Day because he's Day-Day. And he's like, you know, I just want to know, it ain't she, it ain't your booty, it's your beauty. He's so fucking lame. Anyway, so he tried to get Donna's number, and then Craig's like, nah, fuck that. And he's like, I'm over here trying to find out what the fuck Santa Claus is doing. What you doing? And Craig talking about something. You know what I'm trying to do. Anyway, so these two fucking folks get off the bus to come in the store. Old girl leave, and, you know, basically, the two people that came off the bus is, like, robbing the place. You know, like, the girl coming with the basketball in the pants, acting like she's pregnant, and then pops them out and starts stuffing her damn clothes because, you know, like, her husband of her having a quote-unquote seizure. Whatever. So, they stealing shit. You know, Craig and Daddy see it. They basically stop the shit. Or, well, they walk out the store, and then, you know, they stop them. Whatever. Anyway, so while they're sitting in the security booth waiting on the cops, Money Mike comes with a little fucking razor talking about he gonna cut him. What the fuck is you, the little ass fucking plastic looking ass razor? Anyway, so dude thanks, you know, the two fucking stupid security guards, and you know, basically he was like, if you need anything, you know, you can come in. Fucking Day-Day was like, can we get some clothes off, you know, 30% off, 40% off, FUBU short set, nigga. Not me, but the one I want to. You don't understand how bad I want to quote this movie to y'all. Like, I want to say this whole thing, but I'm not. Anyway, so Craig was like, nah, it's cool. We just having a party. Just come kick it with me and my folks, you know, whatever. So there's that. Y'all, I'm trying to skip some shit because if I tell you this whole movie, we're going to. I'm going to just quote the fucking movie. Like, you ain't have to go fucking watch it. Anyway, let's go ahead and skip to the fucking, like, Christmas party. No, actually, let's do this because I love this part. Anyway, because remember how I told you fucking Day-Day dumbass was telling this old lady was trying to use the Lord to sell pussy on the corner? Okay. So, anyway, their grandsons come and, like, was looking for these fools and was, like, trying to beat their ass. Anyway, so Molly winds up getting beat up because of Craig and Day-Day. They get fired, so they didn't get paid. So, there's that. So, then they decide to have a rent party. I guess that's what, like, a little kickback. Look, you gotta pay to get in the kickback. That's all it is. So, yeah. Let's go ahead and skip to the party at this point. My man Pinky comes and brings Craig and Day a little something that's better than money. Whew. Anyway, they had Moet, cinnamon, and lollipop. I call it a lollipop. Let me.
gonna lie, Lollipop had a nice little outfit on. I want that. Y'all, if anybody knows where I can find that Lollipop, that outfit Lollipop had on, girl, it was pink and real cute. I really want it. I don't know who's gonna see it, but I'll look at myself in it. Anyway, anyway. So after that, Money Mike and Donna come, and basically they get introduced to Damon. And Damon like what he's seen. So Money Mike is like, I guess to go. I'm not about to say that lie. I want to so bad. I'm not even gonna do it, y'all, because y'all gonna be like, damn bitch, like, ain't she gonna be left for me to? Anyway, he's taking everything in me nothing. Anyway, so he goes to the bathroom, and OG, triple OG, Damon, like, first fish online, nigga, ain't nothing like that. And Craig is confused as fuck, like, what the hell you talking about? Anyway, and Damon come in there. Y'all, this is not funny. I'm not, y'all, please. Trust me, I'm not laughing at what he was trying to do, because it's really not funny, because men do. I don't even want to say that word. Oh, I'm gonna put a trigger warning because I'm gonna just say that word. Anyway, men do get raped, y'all, and you know how it is in prison, and Damon still has that prison mindset. Anyway, so Mike basically passes out. Y'all, don't want to tell you. I really want to tell you this whole movie. I don't know. Anyway, there's a whole thing with that goes on with the Nutcracker. And then anyway, and then they're in the bathroom so long that Craig's daddy, Willie Jones, gotta use the bathroom. He got bad guts, so he has to go downstairs to Miss Pearly house. Anyway, y'all, I'm sorry, I was thinking about you gotta get that shit lined up. Anyway, y'all, so it's a whole bunch of stuff and it's really good. Eventually, like, Craig and Day-Day are outside at one point, and they see the fucking Santa, and they chase him all over the fucking world, and they get shot at and some more shit. Just watch the damn shit, y'all, because if it was up to me, I could, this is up to me, what the fuck am I talking about? But yes, I think you should just watch it. It's very funny. I'm telling you, it really is like my all-time favorite Christmas movie. I watch it year round. I don't give a damn what the fucking season is. It could be the 4th of July. I'm gonna watch it. Like, I love that movie. I love all the Fridays. Like, I will watch them in order. Like, don't let me be at work and not doing nothing. Like, I will play them. Because, I mean, what the fuck else am I gonna do? So, y'all, please, please, somebody watch it, and just so we can talk about it. Because I'm telling y'all, like, I'll be quoting it, and I'm so glad my sister's home, because, like, I can say something, and she'll know what I'm talking about, and she can respond. Like, I did that with my mom, and I don't even know what I said, and she was like, what the fuck are you talking about? She looked at me crazy, and I was like, you know what? Girl, you're no fun. What the fuck? Like, you know you've seen that movie. But she don't know. But yeah, so I only got, like, a couple people I can, like, quote shit with, so I feel like, you know, y'all, if y'all... Just message me with your favorite quote from the fucking movie. It might be you like the way you got that lined up. You never know. You never know. You might like, I am a boy. You are not in prison anymore, David. Y'all, just watch it, because I'm about to, soon as I get done with this, I'm watching it. Like, I'm about to finish my bottle of wine. Ooh, about to watch Friday at the next. So y'all, please, like I said, favorite movie of all time, or favorite Christmas movie of all time, because it's not my favorite movie of all time, but favorite Christmas movie is Friday After Next. So the next one I chose to talk about is A Christmas Story. Now, I feel like if you haven't seen this, you just live under a fucking rock. I'm just saying, but I'm not judging you, because like I said, it's judgment free zone. But y'all, this movie is literally on, like, for 24 fucking hours on Christmas Eve. I'm gonna tell you, I've only seen it one time on TV that wasn't Christmas Eve. I mean, it was still in December, but it was, like, really random. I want to say, like, December 17th one time, like, a couple years ago. Like, that's why I remember the date was, because it was just randomly on. And I was like, it's not Christmas Eve. Why are you... My dumb ass. Anyway, like I was saying. Now, A Christmas Story, for them folks have not have seen it. It's about this little boy. And what year is this? Like the 50s? Is something like that? I don't know. Anyway, he wants a Red Ryder BB gun. Now, y'all, I don't know much about guns in general or BB guns because it just never interests me. I know, like, my family's had, like, my cousin had, like, a BB gun. And the fool was, like, shooting fucking trees. And I was like, this is very, like, dumb. But anyway, he's a little boy, so I guess that's what little boys back then wanted, was a damn gun. Because it was for some damn show. And you know how you there's products from the show and your children want it. Anyway, so this boy is, like, fucking 8 or 9. And he's just, like, finding all kind of ways to basically tell his family that he wants the gun. Now, he's literally putting ads in, like, his mom's magazine. And, you know, he's trying to, like, basically give them reasons why he should get it. But, you know how moms are. Like, he told him on breakfast, like, I want a BB gun or whatever. And she's like, you're going to shoot your eye out. And this fool decides, he says, he's like, that's fine. Even though his friend's getting one, I'll just take some fucking Tinker Toys. Now, I don't know what Tinker Toys are. I didn't bother to look because that's some shit I've never, like... Like, when someone says Tinker Toys, my dumbass thinks of Lincoln Logs, and I know that's not the same fucking thing. I think Tinker Toys are, like, those weird fucking little... You know, like, the little chicken that you bend over and, like, you flick it and it, like, bends down like it's eating. I feel like that's a Tinker Toy. I don't fucking know. So, yeah. And basically, he's like, fuck it, whatever. Like, I'm dumb because why did I say Tinker Toys? Anyway, so they bundle up and go to school. And poor Randy, his kid brother. Yeah. Y'all, I'm so glad we don't say kid brother or kid sister anymore. Because that's the ugliest thing I've ever heard, kid brother. It's his little brother. Anyway, his kid brother. They go to school. Randy can't put his arms down because he's, like, wrapped up in, like, 7,000 fucking layers. And I think they're in Illinois, so, I mean, it might make sense. I don't know. I don't go up north when it's cold, so I would not know, like, how cold it is. Like, if it gets 50 here, I'm talking about, like, what the fuck it's cold here. So, I mean, I can't do no snow. I don't like snow anyway. Anyway, these boys are going to school. They meet up with some of Rafi's friends while they're walking. And they're talking about, like, fucking this one boy named Flick. He gets on my fucking nerves. No, it's Shorts. I take it back. Shorts is the one that gets on my fucking nerves. I can't stand that little boy. And he's like, my old man said that my old... Fuck your old man. Anyway, he was like, this dude stuck his tongue to the train track... Tongue to the train tracks and it got stuck. And Flick is like, that's a bunch of baloney. So, basically, at damn school, Flick, like... Was it a triple dog? Yeah, triple dog's dare poor Schwartz to do it. So he does. He gets stuck to the little telephone pole. The whole fucking, like, fire department has to come and get him off. It's all real fucked up. And Rafi, old punk ass, just leaves the poor little boy out there. And then wouldn't even fucking say he was out there when the teacher was like, where is he? He's sitting there scared. Little fucking asshole. He didn't deserve no damn BB gun. Little asshole. That's supposed to be your friend. Anyway. So after that whole ordeal, the teacher's like, we have to write a theme. Now, I don't even know if that's what the shit's called anymore because I never had to write anything called a theme. Basically, it's like a quick little, I don't even want to say essay. Like, I don't know what the fuck to call it. It's the quick little thing and it's just, the topic was, what do you want for Christmas? So Rafi's excited as fuck because he thinks that if for some reason, if he thinks he gets a good grade on this about the damn, like, he's going to write about the BB gun, of course. But he thinks that if he, like, gets an A on that, somehow his parents were going to be like, okay, we'll get it for you. Now, he goes home and it's some, like, first of all, his mom is like a little, what they call a homemaker. Fucking, like, whatever. She's a stay-at-home mom who... like, I guess she cooks and cleans. But let me tell you, first of all, they eat the same damn thing every day. They eat fucking red cabbage. Now, I don't know if it's because maybe they're low income. Like, I don't get it. I don't know. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why that's all they fucking eat. Like, you know, they have, like, other food with it. But every day it's red cabbage. I'm like, are there not other vegetables, like, available? Like, is there a shortage during this time period? I don't know. But anyway, she's there. And the dad, I don't know. I don't think they ever say where he works. But I just know he fights with the furnace. And the Bubba's dogs be fucking with him. So anyway, he comes home and he's like, y'all, I won something. And whatever it is going to be delivered here tonight. Y'all, now let me tell you, the poor dad, he's old as hell. First of all, he looks very old, and he got these two young ass kids, so I don't know what the fuck is up with that. Like, you look like you could be a grandpa, but, you know, whatever. It is what it is. So anyway, he's like, I'm having a major award delivered, y'all. So while they're at, you know, they're eating dinner after this. First of all, as soon as the daddy come in, the first thing, like, okay, besides the winning the award, he ain't asked nobody how they fucking day one or nothing. He's talking about, I'm hungry, let's eat. Boy. Anyway, kid brother fucking Randy, who don't eat shit, is sitting there talking about meatloaf. I hate meatloaf, that shit. Whatever. He playing with the food, and the dad's getting pissed off. And the mom's talking about they're starving people who in China would be happy to eat. Now, maybe it's mashed potatoes, meatloaf, and red cabbage. I mean, I'm pretty sure somebody hungry would want it, but that shit didn't look good because it looked unseasoned. So she was like, you know what, I'm gonna get him to eat. And so she told this boy, show him how the piggies eat. Now that I'm watching it, I'm older. First of all, like, that boy didn't really have food in him. All he did was spread the food across the plate with his face. So, I'm like, what nutritional value did he get that night? Nothing. Anyway, the package comes while they're eating. Poor dad thinks it's Italian. Talking about some fragile. Must be Italian. That says fragile, honey. Oh. I'm sorry. That's, like, probably, like, one of my favorite parts of the whole fucking movie. Turns out, it's a damn lamp with, like a little leg lamp. And it got fishnets on them. On the leg. Yeah, a statue. Anyway, so basically they put it in the fucking window for the whole fucking neighborhood to see, which is really embarrassing because that's the ugly ass fucking lamp. I don't blame the mom for doing what she did later. But, so yeah, they listen to, like, radio program. Like I said, this is like the 50s. So Rafi's all into, like, Little Orphan Annie radio program. I don't know what the fuck that is. Like, whatever. So, you know, Rafi turned this little raggedy theme and some more shit. Yeah, I really want to tell you this whole movie too, but I'm not going to do that. Basically, Rafi got like a C fucking plus. And the teacher was like, P.S. Yo, she try out. So he blames his mom for the reason he gets a C plus on this raggedy essay that he wrote. Now, he's like giving up at this point because he's trying to figure out another strategy of what to do. He's not really sure. Now, this poor man. I just feel so bad for Rafi because this is the only thing he fucking wants. He don't get it. This bully fucks with him. This poor. He beat the shit out that dude. He beat the hell out this man. Caught Farkas had yellow eyes. So God help me, yellow eyes. Anyway, y'all, I'm trying to skip some parts because I'm gonna tell you, I will sit here and tell you this whole movie too, because that's how much I love it. Even though I'm not gonna lie, I usually only watch it once a year, but it's been on HBO Max, so I kind of went ahead and watched it like twice, maybe three times. Anyway, so he'd be beating up, like, he was beating the mess out of Scarlet Farkas, and he was cussing. And basically, his brother went and got his mom and, you know, whatever. So, that night after basically everything kind of, like, cooled down, his mom told the dad that, you know, he was in a fight. And then, like, to divert it, she was talking about the, like, first of all, his dad don't give a shit. He was just like, what kind of fight? And the mom's like, oh, what kind of, like, the one boys have. she mentioned about like a baseball team and the dad forgot all about it. And I was like, yeah, you're like a very, like you're not very there. Like you physically are there, but like any other, like you don't care. But yeah. So anyway, Rafi was like, fuck it. I still got to find a way to get this gun. So in his mind, he's like, Santa gonna do it for me. First of all, fucking Santa kicked that boy down. Okay, yo. So, like, they go to, like, this, I don't know if it's, like, a small town or whatever, but they have, this, like, a little parade. Then they go to the mall to see Santa. First of all, that mall looked big as hell. That mall was huge. Anyway, so, basically, after the parade, Rafi's, like, bitching about wanting to go see fucking Santa. Anyway, so Rafi is just like, cool, like, let's go. He gets to Santa and can't say shit. Fucking scary ass. I don't blame. I'm not even going to say what I want to say about fucking Santa because he's just weird. Anyway, Rafi don't say nothing. He was like, how about a football? And Rafi was like, yeah, sure. Rafi realized that he's going to slide. Like, wait, that's not what I want. So he crawls back up the slide and like, nah, I want this Red Ryder BB gun with the compass. And shit tells Tom it's a bunch of shit. Santa's like, yo, she dry our kid. Fucking boots dude down the fucking like slide. Like literally puts his dirty ass fucking boot on his boy forehead and pushes him down the fucking slide. That's low down as fuck. Anyway, they go home and they're putting the lights on the tree and it's like, I don't. You know, that's how they decorated back then, I guess. Because, like, now that I realize it, like, them big-ass bulbs that they had, like, on that tree. Like, I remember my grandfather had, like, those bulbs. They looked like fucking, like, big-ass cherry, like, or not cherries, like, fucking peppers. Like, I don't fucking know. They're huge-ass bulbs. But, so, the next morning, you know, on Christmas, Rafi wakes up and he's looking for this gun and it's nowhere to be fucking found. Like, nowhere. But he did get a pink bunny suit that his Aunt Clara bought, made for him. Look like a deranged Easter bunny. Oh my God. Yo, I want to watch it right now. Oh, I'm going to watch after I watch Friday, though. Y'all, I don't know. I don't want to tell you. Y'all, just watch a damn fucking movie if you want to hear that. It's on HBO Max if you don't want to wait till Christmas Eve. But it really is 24 hours. I think it starts like 6 p.m. on TBS and it ends at 6 p.m. on TBS. Like it really is 24 hours. Because I think a basketball game comes on after or some fucking shit. I don't. It most of the time, I don't know because I was younger, didn't care, and then as I got older, hell, it was never like anybody I wanted to watch playing, so I didn't give a shit. But yeah, it's like always on. I'm pretty sure it's TBS. I want to say it's TBS. I don't, cause I don't, yeah, that or USA. It's on TBS, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, just go watch it. It's on HBO Max. If you don't have it, go borrow somebody's account like y'all do with everything else. So, I'm just give you a couple little movies that I recommend and that are like something that I watch every year. One of them I kind of just discovered last year or the year before. Yeah, like in 2019. But this movie right now, this Christmas, it got my boy Breezy. I mean, I would say you should watch it for that reason. That's the only reason. I'm going to tell you right now. When it came out, that's the only reason why I wanted to see that movie. I didn't care about nobody else in that movie at all. When I tell you a young Chris Brown had my heart. Like, ooh. Anyway, it has Idris Elba in it, Lauren London, Regina King. Yeah, Regina King. Delroy Lindo. First of all, that's why you should really see it, is Delroy Lindo. I mean, him and Loretta Devine, I feel like those two are should be your main reason. I mean, obviously Chris Brown. But, you know. Who else is in there? Oh. Anyway, Mekhi Phifer? I think he's in there. No. Is it? No. Not, what? Lord. Not me over here thinking about soul food at the same time. Because I was watching that earlier before this. But Kofi's not in this, y'all. I promise you. I don't think so. Anyway. Y'all. I'm going to tell you why I thought Mekhi Phifer's in. Because remember when him and Bird went in the bathroom? Well, Lauren London, whatever the little dude name was, they was in the fucking pantry closet. That's the reason why I fucking thought about that. But now. Oh, Columbus Short is in there too, because he goes AWOL. That's, yeah. Okay, it's good. I like it. It's a good movie. I think you should just watch it because there's some fine folks in that movie. I mean, Dora Orlando is, ooh. But yeah, the next one, y'all, I really love this movie, and it's called A Miser Brother's Christmas. Now, it's one of like those old back in the day little claymation things. It's so funny. It's about two brothers, basically. And it's like, one's like the South Pole and one's the North Pole. Now, obviously, South Pole is warmer than North Pole. So he's a hothead. And let me, first of all, I don't appreciate my mom calling me heat miser. Because he is, you know, very short. It's funny because he's short and has a short temper. I think that's the whole point. Anyway, but she called me that because I don't even, you know, I think I had like took some braids out my head and my hair was sticking up on my head. She called me heat miser. Anyway, don't do that because he's short and stubby and in chunks, you know. Anyway, so, and then they got the fuck is his name, Winter Miser or something like that. Fucking no, I don't remember. But anyway, it's really nice. Basically, like, it's weird. Like, they wanted to snow somewhere down south where it don't usually snow. Like, anyway, I like the songs. That's why I like it. Let me stop before I start singing a damn song, and then I'll forget what the fuck I'm doing. Y'all, this fucking wine. But anyway, I really like it. It's a cute little movie. Oh, y'all, okay, so this is the movie I just kind of discovered like 2 years ago. It is called Christmas a la Mode. Now, I don't know if it's fucking Hallmark or Lifetime. It's on one of them damn channels that I do not ever watch. And I was at someone's house, and it was an older person there, and they were watching whatever said channel. And you know how you kind of just be looking, like, standing around talking, and you kind of just be watching TV, not really paying. Girl, anyway, I started watching this, and I was upset that I didn't get to fucking finish it. So, basically, like, literally, I went home and downloaded whatever damn app it was. Like, let me tell you how, like, good I was into this movie. I didn't even ask the person what the fuck the movie was. I literally went on my phone, like, when we had left the house, it was still on. So, I, like, went on the fucking, Lifetime or whatever channel was, and I was looking at their live TV schedule to see what the name what the name of it was. And it's really good. Basically, it's like this girl is like trying to save her family farm or something like that, and they are doing like some ice cream. They have to make like a new ice cream flavor, and it's, I don't know, some dude comes down like from big city, basically is like trying to buy it or something like that, and he winds up like falling in love with a girl, and he's like, I really want to help this family, whatever. So they decide to put apple pie and like vanilla ice cream together and call it like apple pie a la mode or something like that, whatever. This movie's called Christmas a la mode. It's a good movie. It's real cute. I like it. It kind of different from the other ones. Not really, because, you know, they're all the fucking Christmas movies. Same. Somebody got to come save some shit. They go to the big city, come to, like, little small shit, and blah. Anyway, it's cute. I actually like that one. So you should give it a watch. And, I mean, of course, you just got to watch all the classic little Christmas movies, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, A Year Without a Santa. Like, now, that Christmas, there's one, it's Rudolph and Misfit Land. It's like some of them like ain't that good, and I'm like, y'all could have left them alone. But anyway, yeah, y'all gotta just like watch all the original claymation movies. Are really good. Y'all can go ahead and give me some Christmas movie suggestions, and because I ain't got shit else to do, so I can watch the movies, I'll just get drunk and watch The Grinch. I'm really gotta go watch Friday After Next, y'all. But for real, like, it don't matter what it is, I'll watch it, even if it's a stupid ass Lifetime or Hallmark movie, and you know how I feel about them. But I'll give it a watch if y'all recommend it. If not, I'm gonna watch the same like 5 Christmas movies that I've been watching, because I don't know what else to watch.
I don't know. Like, I want to get in the holiday spirit, right? Because literally Christmas is like, today is like the 13th, I think. Yeah. So Christmas is literally next Saturday. I ain't bought shit, y'all. So I probably, like, maybe that's why I'm not in the Christmas spirit. I'm excited for the Christmas holidays. I'm listening to music and I've been watching movies, but like I haven't. I guess once I start spending fucking money and losing my mind and wrapping presents, then I'll feel in the spirit. So y'all just go ahead and give me some movies to watch. And please watch Friday After Next so we can talk about it. All right, y'all. I'll see y'all for next week's episode. Hope y'all have a good week. And y'all, please make sure y'all go ahead, before I forget, to follow my pages. So there's a link tree in the description. Go ahead, and it has a list of all the what are we talking about today, social media, and my personal social media. If y'all get on my personal social media, don't be fucking weird, please. Like, sometimes y'all do, not y'all, but sometimes people do a lot, and y'all can be really weird, and so that's why y'all just be sitting in the little inbox, not getting replied to. So, but yeah, go ahead and follow that. I will really appreciate it. Please tell your friends and family, y'all, for real. Like, help a sis out, blow me up. Not like, I don't want to say that. Y'all might try to. Not me watching ID channel today, and now I'm like paranoid about everybody. Y'all, just anyway, just go follow the pages. And that way you can like, you know, leave me messages about what you want me to talk about, or like movie recommendations or whatever. Like, that's how you can get in touch with me. So this is how we communicate. I have an Instagram for the page, a Twitter. Oh, excuse me. So yeah, just hit me up on one of those. Y'all have a wonderful week, and I will see y'all next time. Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today? Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.